Mid-America Network News. Local officials are reporting storm damage from severe weather in areas across two northeast Kansas counties. A storm front rolling through northeast Kansas yesterday caused localized damage in Osage and Shawnee counties. Many were left without power following the storm. The National Weather Service meteorologists are currently assessing the damage caused by the storm and possibly tornadic activity. The National Weather Service station in Topeka confirms its meteorologists are surveying the damage near the town of Overbrook and a possible tornado sighting near the town of Richland. A police dog in central Kansas got a shout-out for finding marijuana and other drug items during a traffic stop. It happened late Sunday when Marion police stopped a vehicle for speeding. Officers had their canine, Blue, check out the car, and they found more than a pound of marijuana along with some other related items. The driver was arrested without incident. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Stackline Communications presents The Frontmen Live, Saturday, June 15th at the Coleman parking lot at 2nd and St. Francis in downtown Wichita. The Frontmen features Richie McDonald, formerly of Lone Star. What about now? Why should we wait? Larry Stewart of Restless Heart. Louis dies in Texas. And Tim Rushlow, formerly of Little Texas. Tickets are $40 online, but if you stop by one of these sponsor locations for a special QR code, you can snag your tickets for only $20. Derby Mattress and Derby, Truck Stuff, Money Tampon, Dutch Miller GMC in El Dorado, and J.J. Edwards State Farm Insurance in Eureka. Bring your lawn chairs as there'll be food trucks and beer trucks and lots of chart-topping hits. The Frontmen Live, Saturday, June 15th at the Coleman parking lot at 2nd and St. Francis in downtown Wichita. Get tickets and info at CrankHankFM.com.
A 43-year-old El Dorado man died in a motorcycle accident Monday night while he was running from officers in Butler County. The Kansas Highway Patrol said that Ignacio Morales Jr. died at the scene after the 2023 Kawasaki Ninja EX650 hit the right rear corner of a 2021 Ford F-150 driven by a 51-year-old Wichita woman. The report does not give a reason for the police chase. The accident happened around 9:30 p.m. in the 2000 block of West Towanda, which is in the southwest part of El Dorado. Life can't be a whole lot better for Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. He's the father of two young children. His wife is a Sports Illustrated model, and commercials featuring him run regularly on national television. KCTV reports Tuesday morning time revealed the three-time Super Bowl MVP has been named one of the world's most influential people for a second consecutive year.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. I am Felix Johnson. 45-year-old Aaron Ward, a married substitute teacher, was arrested after allegedly being caught undressed with a 17-year-old boy who was one of her students, according to Nebraska authorities. The Douglas County Sheriff's deputies responded to a call regarding a suspicious vehicle parked on a dead-end road in a neighborhood. And when deputies arrived, they found the 45-year-old Ward and the 17-year-old student in the back seat. Authorities say that the teen jumped into the driver's seat and attempted to flee from authorities before crashing. Deputy saw the teen then run from the driver's seat without any clothes on. However, he was found more than an hour later in a nearby neighborhood wearing only underwear and a t-shirt. Ward allegedly admitted to having sexual relations with the teen, according to the authorities on the scene. And Ward was arrested and charged with one count of felony sexual abuse by a school employee. The vehicle the two were in belonged to Ward and her spouse. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy: simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing, "We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia." Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Washington County Road and Bridge expressed frustration with NextEra Energy regarding road use agreements related to wind farm and utility extensions in the county. Issues include some township roads needing attention and payments due the county and townships for work done, some expenses going back over a year. Estimated around $40,000 with some work yet to be completed, including some 22 miles of roads. The county appraiser outlined valuation procedures at last week's meeting and advised if any residents have questions regarding valuations, they may contact the appraiser's office. Nemaha County Commissioners and County Administrator discussed changes needed to the road cost share resolution being developed. Gage County Board of Supervisors approved two requests for visitor improvement grants, $20,000 to Leadership Beatrice for the Pioneer Park project, $25,000 to Food for Hope to build out the Community Learning Center. The 2024 Gage County Culvert Project was approved at a cost of $207,000. Gage County Clerk began mailing out ballots last week for the May primary, which will include a contested race on the Democratic ticket for County Supervisor District 6, which includes Wymore, Blue Springs, Virginia, Liberty, and Barnston. As incumbent Don Schuler is challenged by Sue Davis and John A. Hill, a former board member. That winner will face Rex Adams in the general election in November. Gene Reedy of Blue Springs was filed for the Republican ballot, but is no longer on the ballot after he failed to file a statement of financial interest with the state by the required deadline. Advance ballots may be requested and are due back May 14th, which is Election Day. Your news on your time. A podcast of the morning and midday local news available on our website, KeyIndyYRadio.com, and our social media.
Phil Harrington, age 84, of Frankfort, passed away Sunday. Funeral services will be held 10 a.m. Friday at Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort, burial to follow at Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery. Rosary services will be held Thursday, 7 p.m. at Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Family will receive friends Thursday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. at Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Phil Harrington.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to celebrate. Join Blue Valley Technologies on Saturday, April 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for the Broadband Bash in downtown Marysville. The day will be full of fun activities for everyone in the family. Blue Valley customers will receive $10 in chamber bucks. Plus, they have the chance to win some awesome prizes. Don't miss out on your chance to meet a surprise guest character straight from the Nickelodeon studios. Scavenger hunt, live music, food trucks, a cornhole tournament, and so much more. Join Blue Valley Technologies as we celebrate the completion of fiber optics into the city of Marysville. To see a full list of activities, visit bluevalley.net/broadbandbash.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory will be in effect from late this morning until early this evening. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. South winds between 15 and 30 and gusting as high as 50. Some storms may be severe throughout the region. Showers and thunderstorms continue early tonight, then partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 40s and lower 50s. Westerly winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 45. Sunshine into Wednesday with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. Westerly winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely into Wednesday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Easterly winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Rain showers are likely into Thursday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some rain showers possible into Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. North winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. And more showers on Friday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for our area mid-April, 67 degrees. Record high on this date, 90. Average low temperature, 42, while the record low sets at 22. Sunrise this morning was at 6:48, while sunset this evening will be at 8:05. Widespread rain across the KNDY area over the midnight and early morning hours. Very welcome.
If you love the sound of wind chimes and a gentle breeze, you probably love the liquid version Rain Chains. We take a closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 16th, the 107th day of the year. Screen legend Charlie Chaplin was born on this day. We've noticed a few backyard gardens in our area utilizing rain chains. Rain chains are basically decorative downspouts, vertical chains in which cupped objects direct rainwater to the ground link by link. It's an ancient Eastern design that's showing up in backyards all over. The chains typically have a common motif: flowers, umbrellas, teacups, or other themes. They're a great way to add visual interest to your garden, as well as collect rainwater for later use. But most say it's the soothing sound of water trickling down the chain that they find most appealing. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
At Landall Company, people make the difference. Quality workmanship goes into every Landall product made. If you're looking for a career where you can make a difference, earn a competitive wage, be rewarded with a 4% weekly attendance bonus plus raises and promotions with an outstanding benefit package, contact Landall Company today at 785-562-5381. Learn more online at landall.com. EEO Vets and Disability welcome.
Cook & Company wishes the Nemaha Central Thunder spring sports teams good luck in upcoming events. From Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home. It's that time again, and C&K Service is proud to support the Sabetha Blue Jays spring sports teams. The guys and girls have worked hard all season, and their drive and determination are sure to help them out with the wins at this week's events. Good luck, athletes, from your friends and fans at CNK Service in Sabetha. Axtell Trust Manufacturing Incorporated knows the athletes to root for are the Axtell Eagles spring sports teams. The guys and girls have the drive, dedication, and talent to defeat the competition at the events this week. Good luck, guys and girls, from your friends and fans at Axtell Trust Manufacturing Incorporated.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State men's basketball is over for the 2024 season, but the trading continues in the offseason already, as K-State has already picked up their second transfer portal pickup for the offseason already, coming from the University of Illinois Chicago, as C.J. Jones officially made the announcement on Monday this week. KSNT News reports that Jones is a 6'5" guard that started 31 of the 33 games for UIC in this past season, spending two seasons overall with the Flames, and comes now to Kansas State with a two-year eligibility. While he was with the University of Illinois, he averaged 11.4 points and 4.8 assists per game. In baseball action, the Kansas City Royals are back at it again with first pitch tonight at 6:40. It's game number two of their three-game series on the road against the Chicago White Sox. They're coming off their series against the New York Mets while they were on the road prior to Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy: simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing, "We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia." Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
With basketball season officially over, the numbers are also officially in for both men's and women's basketball tournaments on viewership and ratings, with women's basketball making a statement this year after South Carolina's victory over Caitlin Clark and Iowa for last week's women's NCAA championship game, having preliminary audience averages. It's sitting at 18.7 million viewers, both on ABC and ESPN networks. As Cake News reports, it is the only sporting event in the U.S. to draw a bigger TV audience since 2019, beating football, the World Cup, and the Olympics. According to reports, it was the most watched basketball game since 2019, when the men's NCAA title game between Virginia and Texas Tech came in at 19.6 million viewers. The big numbers for the national title game were up near 89% over the previous year, and more than 285% higher than the viewership for the game 2 years ago for the women's basketball. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Area baseball and softball scores from Monday's action. Onega sweeps Valley Heights 3-1 and 18-3 in baseball. Buffaloes also get the sweep over the Mustangs 8-1 and 11-0 in softball. Tuesday action, Marysville will host Wamego in both baseball and softball for senior night. Meanwhile, Frankfort Centralia baseball is at Troy, and Frankfort Centralia softball will host Troy.
K-State football fans, your Wildcats kick off the season Saturday, August 31st.
This is notoriously one of the loudest places to play.
Get your 2024 season tickets to see Pop-Tarts Bowl MVP Avery Johnson and the Cats for all six home games.
Design run for Avery Johnson, and he's in for the touchdown.
Secure your seat in the bill today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Outstanding capacity, innovation, and the industry's highest density come together in a New Holland Roll Belt Round Baler, available from CanEquip in Marysville. Whether you make 4x5-foot, 4x6-foot, or 5x6-foot bales, there's a roll belt right for you. All models feature wide, durable pickups and smooth feeding systems for faster baling. Integrated precision solutions help you make smart baling decisions on the go. Stop by CanEquip in Marysville.
The supplies you choose when replacing or rebuilding after a storm matter just as much as who you call to do the job. Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber carry the highest quality building materials when you need them. From shingles to storm doors, roofing and siding, paint and lawn to finish the job, and always ready for pickup. Save time, save money, save worry after the storm. From start to finish, all in one stop, visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today.
Have you ever wondered what sets Sunflower Community Credit Union apart from the rest? It's the power of ownership. When you join Sunflower Community Credit Union, you're not just a customer. You're a member and an owner. Sunflower Community Credit Union is a member-owned, nonprofit financial institution that places our members' needs as our top priority. We're here to help you grow your savings, manage your finances, and achieve your dreams. Visit Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, where ownership matters.
From spring baseball and softball to track and field plus golf, stay up to date on everything happening in the Twin Valley League with the TVL Rundown every Wednesday on KNDY. Catch me, Max Blasky, and the TVL Sports Spotlight's own Jeff Wirtz as we highlight all the area teams and athletes every week. The TVL Rundown, airing every Wednesday during the 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. hours on KNDY and available as a podcast at KNDYradio.com.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Make the most of your shade gardens with proper plant selection and design strategies. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Select bright and lime green foliage plants that stand out in the shady corners of your landscape. Combine them with your favorite dark-leafed and flowered plants that tend to disappear in the shade. The contrasting colors help both plants pop. Look for shade-tolerant plants with a variety of leaf shapes and sizes. The differences in texture add interest to the shade garden. Repeat the leaf sizes and shapes to unify the garden. Use the same strategy to create continuity between sun and shade gardens in your landscape. Add some early season color with shade-tolerant bulbs like squills, grape hyacinths, and daffodils. Include sun lovers in gardens where the shade arrives in late spring when the overhead trees leaf out. Take advantage of the cool shade by adding a bench for sitting, reading, and relaxing. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
As you gear up for another planting season, is your equipment as efficient as it can be? Have Cottage Hill Ag Supply of Waterville improve your planter's seed spacing and singulation with depth control abilities this spring. Call Darren at 785-363-6101 to find out how precision planting can bank the most of your acreage or schedule planter maintenance or improvements. Success at harvest starts with timely planting in the spring, so contact Cottage Hill Ag Supply at 363-6101 and have your planter ready before it needs to be in the field.
In Austin, Texas, near the State Capitol building, you'll find another old government building in a beautiful green space. It's a place established in the 1840s and has quite a story yet today. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi,
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
It's called the French Legation, and as Mary Margaret Kennedy explains, it's helpful to put the term legation into something we know today.
It's the old French embassy to the Republic of Texas. People don't always know what legation means, but people know what an embassy is.
The term legation was often used for diplomatic outposts smaller than an embassy. The French had their legation here in Austin, and meanwhile the Texans were busy reciprocating, placing an embassy in London and Paris. This legation here in Austin was established by Alphonse Du Bois in 1840, finished in 1841, and there's no evidence he ever even slept here.
That being said, we do have written evidence that he was very annoyed with some of his countrymen who came and used it, thinking, well, it's their legation, it's their embassy, they can use it, they're French.
Du Bois sold the legation to Jean-Marie Odam and the Catholic Church, which made a bit of sense because the Texans were wary of recognizing the authority of the Catholic Church and its mission churches because the diocese was headquartered in Mexico, the country they had just fought for independence. But Odam, on the other hand, was not under the authority of the church in Mexico.
Jean-Marie Odam was able to convince the Texan government that there should be another way, and so a new Archdiocese of Texas was formed with him as the bishop.
There was an attempt to make the large home a school, but it didn't work, as Texas' state capital moved a few times before coming back to Austin. Eventually, the Robertson family bought the property and moved in 1850. Today, the French Legation is a state historic site open to visitors. And interestingly, one of the visitors is sometimes the French ambassador to the U.S., who has shown up to visit the place where their country first recognized the new Republic of Texas. It's a beautiful setting to enjoy green space and appreciate history in this state capital. Traveling the countryside in Austin, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.
KNDY.
UTVs are like a Swiss Army knife on the farm. They can do just about anything. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They're able to do even more now with touchscreen technology as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Having a gator on the farm or ranch is indispensable for hauling stuff, people transport, spreading, spraying, and hundreds of other tasks. In the past, a UTV would basically offer stop, go, and hookup attachments. Now they're loaded with options and features that will rival a pickup truck. Maureen McCormack is John Deere's go-to market manager for gator utility vehicles. She says customers are asking for automotive-like features in their UTVs.
Customers want to be able to go seamlessly from their truck to their utility vehicle. They're looking to have that full touchscreen experience. They're looking to have a nice, comfortable interior. They're looking to have climate-controlled environments. So those are the things that we find a lot of customers are looking for, especially those like in our ag segment that are really spending all day long in their vehicles. It needs to be comfortable.
She says their new Gator XUV 835R is tops in technology.
One of the first things you will notice about that vehicle and what is so cool about it is this fabulous new touchscreen interface. And so that can connect via Bluetooth to your smartphone, or you can plug into it as well, whatever you like. And that way you're able to interface with all of the apps on your phone through the touchscreen monitor there right on the dash of your UTV.
A rear-facing camera displays video on the touchscreen for better visibility behind you. McCormack says technology will continue to be their focus. They're looking at ways customers can use their utility vehicles to better align with large ag equipment technology. Learn more about what's new with utility vehicles at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a tool auction for Richard Nelson Saturday, April 20th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. in Waterville at 120 South Colorado. Having retired from over 40 years in construction, Richard Nelson is selling power and hand tools as well as collectibles, and will include a 5 by 10 foot steel utility trailer, smaller electric cement mixer, miter saws, circular saws, belt sanders, hammer drills, router system, orbital sanders, planers, disc grinders, drywall equipment, jigsaw, multiple tools, a number of hand tools, also selling collectibles and miscellaneous. This auction for Richard Nelson, Saturday, April 20th, begins at 10 a.m. in Waterville at 120 South Colorado. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
The impact so far for California's Proposition 12. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Just a little over 3 months after California's Proposition 12 went into effect, the pork industry is looking for potential relief from a new federal farm bill. National Pork Producers Council President Lori Stevermer from Easton, Minnesota.
That's what the Supreme Court said. It's an issue, and it said that Congress needs to fix it, so we're looking to Congress to fix it.
Stevermer says consumer prices for pork went up 20% in California since Prop 12 started, and fresh pork consumption there has dropped 10%. NPPC Vice President Rob Brenneman is from Washington, Iowa.
Every time we have to make a change on the farm that accommodates a certain program, it's expensive. And that expense passes right on through to the consumer. Secretary Vilsack said it best that it just keeps creating chaos, and Prop 12 has created chaos in our industry, and we need some peace.
Prop 12 was pushed by animal rights organizations and was approved by California voters. It places production facilities obligations on egg and pork producers that operate in California or that ship eggs and pork to the state. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
There will be an auction with farm machinery shop tools and collectibles for Dennis and Francis Olivers and neighbors Saturday, April 20th, 10:30 a.m. southwest of Frankfort. Sale order, shop items, machinery, then collectible and household items. Tractors and machinery include a 77-2155 white tractor with cab, 56 John Deere 70 and 58 John Deere 630 gas tractors, several machinery items. Shop items and miscellaneous include a gas welder, 3-ton floor jacks, 36-inch fan. They'll also be selling an antique truck, an early 1940s IH 5-ton truck with motor but not running, 1996 Polaris, 4-wheeler, 4x4, Collectible and household items include model railroad items. This farm machinery shop tool and collectibles auction for Dennis and Francis Olivers and Neighbors, Saturday, April 20th, 10:30 a.m. at 2885 17th Road in Frankfort. For sale bill and photos, go online to KleinRealtyAndAuction.com. Sale conducted by John Klein, Klein Realty and Auction.
Tax refund burning a hole in your pocket? Turn that into your new ride from Crown Over Auto Sales. Take a look, and if it's not on the lot, let Ethan and Andrew find it for you. If you know what you want or want to spend, Crown Over makes it work for you. Find them across from Valley Vet in Marysville or online at crownoverautosales.com.
Farmers, control planting season this year with Wagner Custom Planting of Blue Rapids, Kansas. Top-notch equipment and experience that'll save time. Call 402-618-4404. Precision planting and specially tailored solutions for any sized operation. Wagner Custom Planting ensures exceptional results come harvest. Call Dylan at 402-618-4404 and let him handle the stress of planting season. Elevate your planting experience and maximize your farm's efficiency with Wagner Custom Planting.
Good Tuesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, today is Tuesday, now April 16th of 2024, and we will shift away from the ag news sector and at these times for the upcoming months, of course, inching into growing and crop planting season. We will give you the crop progress headline recap as well as the soil temperatures across the Sunflower State at the 4-inch depth. So let's get you to the weekly crop progress report as the crop progress report for corn planted currently at 6% complete compared to last week's 3% and just a bit lower than the year-over-year average of 7%. Now, soybeans planted. Current progress is at 3% complete compared to last week's not even available and compared to a year ago, right on par of their 3% compared to a year ago. In the crop progress report for cotton planted, currently at 8% compared to last week's 5% and a bit higher than a year ago at 7%. In terms of sorghum, the planting progress is at 14% complete compared to last week's 13% and right on par for compared to a year ago. And the USDA weekly crop progress report for rice planted and emerging, we'll get to the emergence in just a moment, but planted currently at 44% compared to last week's rather at 23% and compared to a year ago at 33%. So much more rice planted this point of the year compared to their emerging progress, which is currently at 18% compared to last week's 11% and right on a year ago 17%. Crop progress report for oats planted and emerging. Their planting progress is currently at 43% compared to last week's 34% and a year ago much higher. Their 34% there. Emerging progress for oats currently at 30% complete compared to last week's 26%. And heading into the wheat now. Winter wheat headed progress is at 11% complete compared to last week's 6% and a year ago at 9%. Crop conditions report shows winter wheat is at 55% good to excellent, 32% fair, 13% poor to very poor, and last week's 56% good to excellent, 32% fair, 12% poor to very poor.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the...
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
UTVs are like a Swiss Army knife on the farm. They can do just about anything. They're able to do even more now with touchscreen technology on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Gator on the farm or ranch is indispensable for hauling stuff, people transport, spreading, spraying, and hundreds of other tasks. In the past, a UTV would basically offer stop, go, and hookup attachments. Now they're loaded with options and features that will rival a pickup truck. Maureen McCormack is John Deere's go-to market manager for Gator utility vehicles. She says customers are asking for automotive-like features in their UTVs.
Customers want to be able to go seamlessly from their truck to their utility vehicle. They're looking to have that full touchscreen experience. They're looking to have a nice, comfortable interior. They're looking to have climate-controlled environments. So those are the things that we find a lot of customers are looking for, especially those like in our ag segment that are really spending all day long in their vehicles. It needs to be comfortable.
She says their new Gator XUV 835R is tops in technology.
One of the first things you will notice about that vehicle and what is so cool about it is this fabulous new touchscreen interface. And so that can connect via Bluetooth to your smartphone, or you can plug into it as well, whatever you like. And that way you're able to interface with all of the apps on your phone through the touchscreen monitor there right on the dash of your UTV.
McCormack says they're also looking at ways customers can use their utility vehicles to better align with large ag equipment technology. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about what's new with utility vehicles at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Good Tuesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Tim Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the midday, we are still seeing quite a bit of weakness in the grains and mostly higher in the livestock with triple-digit gains in the cattle markets. April live cattle up $1.20, trading at $181.50. June's up $1.65 at $175.47. Similar gains in the feeder cattle markets. The April contract up $1.32 at $240.87 per hundredweight. May up $3.07 to $241.07. And higher in the hogs today as well. May lean hogs currently up 22 to 94.55. June's up 32 cents at 102.77. The dollar is on the rise, causing some weakness in the grains and the oil seeds here today. Also, growing progress is in line with the five-year average, so not too much movement for what is there, but mostly lower. May corn currently down 1.5 at 4.30 a bushel. July's down 2.25 to 4.42. Chicago wheat is a bit weaker. However, spring and Kansas City wheat are trending upwards. May Kansas City wheat up 3 to 5.87. July's up 1.5 to 5.82 1/4 cents. And lower for the oats today. May oats has turned negative, down 7 3/4, down to 3.50 a bushel. Taking the brunt of the hit today is the soybeans. May beans down 13 1/4 to 11.45. July beans down 12 3/4 to 11.59 1/4. Soy meal also in the red. May contract drops 2.40 down to 3.36.10. And May soybean oil down 77 points, currently at 44.70. Cotton also with a very lower day on the day of trade. May cotton currently down 234 at 80.59. Energy markets are mixed as crude oil down 7 cents at 85.34 a barrel. Not much movement awaiting the Iran-Israeli conflict resolution. May unleaded gas is currently up 2 cents to 280 a gallon. Natural gas is down 3 at 165. And currently right now heating oil is also mostly unchanged at 265. Looking into the metals, April gold's up 23.20 to $2,389 per ounce. May silver currently down 32 at 28.39. As mentioned, a stronger dollar today, leading to some weakness in the grains. The June dollar up 13 points to 106.12.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Soybean farmers, check this out.
Check out Kaufman 3923. It's an excellent soybean for Western Kansas and a solid producer for the past 4 years.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seeds.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment and Service is growing and ready for mowing season. Come see our new location at 21st and Andover Road or visit Kellogg and West Street. Mowing season is easier with the productivity of a Walker mower from Maximum Outdoor. Walker mower's compact design for easy maneuvering, out front deck for trimming, and a variety of attachments helps maintain a healthy lawn. Test drive a Walker mower at Maximum Outdoor's newest location, south of 21st and Andover Road or south of Kellogg on West Street or MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Make every job easier with one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber. For any project inside or out, if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer, get the tools you need, including Milwaukee, DeWalt, Stanley, and more. Battery-operated tools offer the convenience and mobility with the power to get the job done quickly every time. Stocked with all the blades, bits, and accessories for your convenience as well. Check out the Power Tools selection today and get the work started on your schedule with Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. A collaborative project at K-State is focused on making devices that will measure nitrogen loss in fields to better understand how those losses can be reduced. K-State micrometeorologist Eduardo Santos says how the new device that has been developed is used.
So first of all, like ammonia evolutionization is hard to measure. So for instance, what's been done in the past is that you put a chamber or like a box on top of the soil, and then you have some sort of acid trap that you would accumulate the mass of ammonia over time, and then that later on is extracted in the lab and you determine the flux rate through that method. But the problem is that when you put a box on top of the soil, you change the environment there, and you also affect what's being measured. And also you measure a very small area, so you know that fields are quite variable, so you by changing a few feet, you can actually see a different response. So what this method does is that we actually looking at the concentration of ammonia in the atmosphere, and then we, by knowing how the mass that's accumulated above that area that's treated with a nitrogen fertilizer, we can determine how much, what's the emission rate, how much, what's the amount of ammonia that was lost over time. So we spent quite a bit of time modifying the original design for these samplers, and then to make sure that these changes would improve the accuracy of this method.
He explains how the design will work and how samples will be collected.
They're designed with like a fin, so they are always pointing to the wind. And then since we're in a windy place, that's nice because then you always have a constant airflow through the sampler. Inside the sampler, there is a coil that we treat with an acid solution, and that ammonia is going to stick to that coil, and then we bring it back to the lab, wash it, and then get that liquid solution analyzed, and then you determine how much ammonia is accumulated.
Santos discusses one of the goals for this project.
And then who knows, maybe with this data set, we could improve the current models, and then maybe we can have some warning system or something for farmers later on that you can use to say, don't apply this way this time because you got your losses are probably going to be substantial.
That was K-State micrometeorologist Eduardo Santos with what the team developing these sampling devices for nitrogen loss is working towards. Their goal is to gain more knowledge so they can make recommendations beneficial for the soil and farmer's checkbook. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors are enjoying at least a partial turnaround from yesterday's broad downturn. Late in the morning, the Dow was ahead 108 points. The Nasdaq Composite was up 0.7%. The S&P remained in negative territory. Facing questions about inflation and shoppers pulling back on brand-name goods, Procter & Gamble is set to release its latest earnings this week. The consumer products giant has hiked prices more than 1% for each of the last 9 quarters. That has helped to boost its bottom line. The listing of the world's busiest airports has been shuffled this year. Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport remains at the top with 104 million passengers last year. Dubai International Airport came in second, knocking out DFW Airport. And Starbucks is hoping you'll want a little sweet and heat. Now available for a limited time, new lemonade drinks spiced up with chili powder. There's a new spicy cream cold foam that can be added to any drink. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.